We got the coach. Head coach Matt Wiemers is here. How you doing, Big? Are you in withdrawals a little bit now?
Oh, absolutely.
I bet you are.
I mean, it's a stressful time, and it's a grinding time, but, yeah, it's like Coach Mendenhall. Listened to Coach Mendenhall yesterday talking about missing the girls, and you miss girls and hanging out with them and seeing them every day. You know, you give a pretty good relationship both of them. You spend 2 or 3 hours a day with them, you know, 5 or 6 days a week. So, it's kind of different to not have that going on, but it's nice to be able to be at home, too, doing some stuff at home. So.
Incredible 2 days. I know you were sending out scores and everything. Thanks to the moms out there who are sending me pictures I could post and everything. And everything kind of went that first day, went as scheduled. I mean, as far as wins and stuff like that, nobody had a first round match. You got first round buys, and from there on, you won a couple of matches, set you up well for the final day, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, the girls played really great. You know, the big win, I think, that really got the momentum going. Obviously, winning the first round matches, but then when Abby ran back on for her second round match against the number 9 seed from Scott Catholic, and she won that one, you know, I think it was 7-5, 6-2. That was huge for the girls. Everybody got fired up on that one, and really gave Gabby a lot of confidence that she needed going forward into the tournament. And then obviously she had to turn around, play the 1 seed, and that girl ended up winning it all anyway. But, you know, Abby did get a game off of her. You know, I think, like I told you before, I think she only gave up like 3 games the whole tournament. So one of those was to Abby. So, you know, tip Abby's hat to her. She's a good player, but Abby battled her hard. And but then after that, the girls played great, had a great win at two singles or doubles against Norris, a team that was a tough team that the girls paddled hard and were able to pull out a win there. And then they went into a buzzsaw against GICC in that third round and lost in 3 sets, and that was a close one. Unfortunately, we just lost some momentum at the end of that match. And, GICC, once they get the momentum, they're tough to beat, especially in doubles. They don't relinquish leads, and they just hang on till the end, and they just kind of out-battle you. But, yeah, it was a good first day. Everybody won that needed to win, and the great thing was we got everybody to day two, so everybody's playing on Friday, regardless how the third-round matches went.
And I remember you texted some information out. There was some must-wins on Friday you had to have to kind of claim to move yourself to the top spot and keep that top spot, didn't you?
Well, you know, the big win, like I said, was with Abby in that second round matchup against Scott Catholic. That eliminated Scott from the contention. You know, they ended up pushing at the end, but that was a huge win for us. Then our 1 doubles, had to get some good wins, especially against Gothenburg, who battled them really, really tough in that third round match and beat them in a second round, a second set tiebreaker. So that was a big one for them. Brooklyn, I just knew Brooklyn was going to be fine. You know, she didn't have any close matches the whole tournament and played lights out, and she's a real steady player, and she's just a tricky player. And she has a game that, Coach Graff hits with her a lot, and in between, sessions and stuff. And he says she's just hard to beat because she's so multidimensional. She'll stay on the back baseline, and she'll chip a shot ball short, or she'll hit a deep ball and come to the net. And she just did a really good job of mixing up things and making her opponents just not understand what she's going to do. You know, every point's a different point, and every game's a different game, and every match is a different match. And Brooklyn just does what Brooklyn does. And, you talk about a phenomenal athlete playing on the tennis team. That's definitely Brooklyn. She was a great athlete, and that really helped her a ton. You know, you look at her, and she'd say, well, do you think of this girl? I was like, well, you're a better athlete. You'll be fine, because she was a little bit nervous about with these girls. But when she went on her championship match against Gretna East, that was the 1 seed, and I said, yeah, she's got different styles of play like you do, but you're just a better athlete. And so it played out that way. You know, Brooklyn was so much quicker than she was, and she made that girl run and chase after balls. And when she got that first set win, it was done. You know, the girl was not going to keep fighting, and she kind of gave up. But, yeah, the girls played great. You know, you think about day two, we had to beat GICC in 1 doubles to knock them out of contention, and the girls won straight sets. So that was a huge win. Well, then it goes to the next round, and, you get to the championships, and we had to get a win from Brooklyn, or we had to get a win at 1 doubles. And if we win one of those two matches, we're going to win. And so it ended up being fortunate enough the girls played well and won both the matches, but it was a shaky start for our 1 doubles. That's kind of their tendency. They started out a little bit slow all season long, but they just figure out a way to battling. They worked through some frustrations. You know, Scott was a good team, and talking to Bob about this earlier, you know, they just had two girls at the net, and they had great hands. They volleyballs well, and they push it out wide, and luckily we were quick enough to run down some of those balls, and that kind of changed momentum, because then they started missing some easier volleys because we were sticking up points, and it was a lot of fun, though. It was a great tournament. The girls battled hard, and, you know, tip my hat to the girls. They just played with a lot of determination, and they got things done.
You had sometimes you had two matches going on at once, and you and Coach Doolin, I mean, they were both one there and one there, but you try to keep track of both, so you're kind of doing some running, but you're used to that state meet, aren't you?
Yeah, that's just a typical thing. That's what's frustrating about state tennis is you're fortunate to have, you know, two or three teams in the third round or the semifinals or the consolations, whatever. You're going to have everybody on at one time, and that's what happened at 9 o'clock. We had everybody playing at one time. Even in the third round, we had, you know, I think three of our teams playing in the third round matches, and it's hard, you know, because especially third round, you know, you have Izzy and Rawson into a tiebreaker to get to day two, and then you have three courts down, you have Cassidy and Elizabeth going into a tiebreaker, third set, you know, tiebreaker to get into day two, and it's just you pick and choose where you want to go, and you can't be at one place, you know, all the time, and so it was, you know, Coach Doolin did a nice job of taking whoever she needed to take and work with them, and, you know, it's just – that's just the nature of the beast. And then, of course, yeah, then on Friday, everybody's playing at one time. That was really hard. But when the weather set in, it was kind of nice for us. It gave us a break because then we just had, I think we had Abby playing first, and she ended up getting a nice win there. And then, you know, we had two teams playing at one time, so that was good for Carl and I to split up there. And then in the championships, we just had the two in the championships, so that was kind of nice to be able to split those up. But, yeah, it's pretty stressful. So it's tough, you know, to try and be at, you know, both locations, but you just rely on your coaching staff to do the best they can.
Great two-day run, great season from start to finish. Won a lot of matches. Oh, boy, the records from singles and doubles, very impressive this year.
Yeah, you know, they did. All the girls had, you know, 30-plus wins. You know, some of them had 40-plus wins, which is really, really good. And just a lot of great competition all through the season. I thought we were a very battle-tested team to go to state, so I was not worried about the competition because we've seen it all season long. So that helps, you know, beefing up our schedule, you know, each year and trying to pick up some tougher duels and some tougher teams, especially from the East. We just don't see enough East teams. But, yeah, it was a great season. You know, the girls played great and, you know, had a lot of fun, a lot of successes, you know. We had two 100 career win milestone winners. You know, that was pretty neat to have Rosslyn and Brooklyn get that in the season. You know, Izzy came out with, I think, 184 wins. I think that's, like, second best, you know, that I've been coaching. You know, Cassie Michaelis, who was a multi-state champion, I think she had, like, 210 wins. And so, you know, Izzy's a four-year varsity letter winner, but she earned a lot of wins. And so, yeah, you know, we have some great seniors that are going to be tough to fill, you know, those spots with those three seniors because they're super competitive girls. But, you know, the cupboard's not bare. We've got some great girls coming back and some girls who are excited to get the chance to play next year.
Waiting their turn, huh?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They're waiting their turn. And, you know, our two alternates we took down with us, and, you know, and Abby Thompson and Julie Hammond are two girls that are really wanting to play. You know, they went 23-2 in three doubles, you know, and so – They logged some great experience. You know, they're going to be two girls that come back. They'll be doing a good job for us. Of course, you got Cassidy, you got Abby, and you got Elizabeth all coming back. You know, they all had 2 years now of state tennis experience. So it's going to be fun. You know, we've got some girls who want to step up. You know, you're looking at, you know, some competitive people. You know, like Bailey Foster is a girl who's, you know, does volleyball, and then she does, you know, tennis first in the spring. So that's going to be fun to have her on the course. And, you know, another good athlete. So, yeah, we just need to get some work in. You know, it's moving on and looking up to next year and trying to figure out what we're going to do with teams and piecing people into different spots. But, yeah, the cover is not bare. Girls are excited to compete and, you know, get after things this summer and see what happens. You know, it's fun every year to try and piece teams together, and this next year will be the same way. Just figure out who we're going to stick where and make sure we get the right combinations in place.
Summer tennis program begins here really, really soon, doesn't it?
Yeah, actually, you know, we're going to Bird City on Monday, and I'm going to take Izzy with me, and I'm going to take Rawson with me. We have about 27 kids that want to learn tennis there. They have no outdoor tennis courts, and they have no tennis courts in town, so we're going to do an indoor I don't even know, your camp, I guess, or clinic. Mm-hmm. So we'll spend, you know, a day there. And then, our junior camps start, I believe it's June 9th, that next Monday. And then we have about 50 kids, 40 kids coming in for that one. So I'm excited for that, to get those kids started. You know, we've got some second and third graders all the way up to eighth graders on those 2 weeks. And we do fundamentals and then do a week of league play and then wait till July when we get the big boys and the big girls out on the courts. And that's what's fun, you know, seeing. Getting those guys ready, especially the boys, you know, that's up next is the boys season this next fall. So, you know, getting the guys on the courts will be good to get some work with them.
What's the early outlook on boys for fall?
I knew you were going to ask that question.
You knew it.
Yeah. You know, this last year is, you know, Coach Petrosky talked about, you know, Landon Kamak and Reed Loop. They were both tennis players, and we lose both of those guys. You know, we lose our one player, our three player, our four player, our five player, and our eight player. So out of our top, you know, eight, we lose five of those guys. And so it's going to be tough. But, you know, Aaron Frank is back. He'll be a senior. He'll definitely be our leader. We'll probably transition him from one doubles back to one singles. He's excited to do that. He started working right when he got done with the boys season last October. He started playing some singles. Tyson Baker, another senior, he played two singles. He'll probably return to two singles. So those two seniors will definitely be the leaders of our team. Caleb Sugar, who's a great athlete, a kid I'm super excited with. And I see him at T-ball all the time because his little brother plays on Ben's team. And so he's been out hitting balls, and he's excited to play. And then, of course, my nephew Trev, he'll be right throwing in the ring of fire, you know, top six player. I'm expecting some good things out of Trev.
Got to continue the Weimers tradition.
That's right. And then you got Sam Hoyt, another senior who I think will do some good things for us. Hudson Werkmeister, TJ Puckett, a golfer, great hands. I think he's going to be a good player for us. Truman Hancock, Cruz McCarty, another great golfer that's going to do some good things for us. And then Isaac Creighton, another senior who I think has really come on last year, had a really good year. Be excited to see what he does, you know, next year. So it'll be interesting for next year. We're definitely going to need to find some new doubles teams, but I think some, like you said, you know, someone's waiting their turn and they're ready to go, and I'm excited to see what the boys can do.
I hear this every year from this guy across the way from me. We're going to lose this person. Oh, we're not, you know. And you fill the spots every single year.
Well, you know, the kids put in some time. And this year, this boys team, though, we took a good hit. You know, we lost five good quality players. You know, you think Carter Hartwell's a kid who was a senior that didn't even want to go after tennis last year, but he came out and he ended up playing our number three double spot for us and had a great year. So, yeah, it's tough. We lose some really good boys. We're getting a new coach, a new assistant coach. Coach Sestic is going to come in and coach. Coach Larson is changing roles in his job, and so he's no longer going to have time to delve into being there every day for tennis, but he's going to do some volunteering for us. So a new coach coming in, doesn't know anything about tennis. I don't even know if he's watched a tennis match, but he's eager to learn and eager to come in and work with the kids. And so I'm excited to get him involved, and it'll be a change. It'll be different having, you know, not having Coach Larson around. He's a vast knowledge of tennis. He'd show up and he'd be ready to go. He'd have a new drill or a new something, and we won't have that this year. But, Coach Sestic is a young kid, and the kids like him. He's student taught here, and I think he's taken over for Coach May. So he'll be a welcomed addition. So I think he'll be fun. And, yeah, it's going to be a good time. I'm excited to see how things go, and we'll get the boys on the course this summer and just kind of get some flex leagues going and then get our tennis camp going and maybe do some junior team tennis leagues and just trying to get as many opportunities as we can to get the kids on the court.
You bet. Always good to talk tennis with you, man. Nice job and a great season.
Yeah, great season. Yep, a lot of fun. And, you know, thank the parents for all the support they give us. Of course, Tracy, you know, definitely holds things down with Benjamin. That's a full-time job. And, you know, she's been a greatest partner in through all this. But, it's been a lot of fun and a great year. And we'll see what happens next year. Yeah, I think it'll be a lot of fun. The girls have to put in some time. The boys have to put in some time, but they'll battle. And they'll work hard.
We're gonna get hooked up with the your team here shortly, sometime next day, a couple of days, and we'll get that posted and get their thoughts on state and everything. I'm sure it's always good to hear the kids' point of view.
Yeah, they'll have some good stories for you.
Oh, I believe it. You bet. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
I got one more thing. We're gonna do our fundraiser. We're gonna do some peach and pecans. We're gonna start selling those June 4th, I believe. Okay. The kids are gonna go out for a couple of weeks and sell them. They're straight out of Georgia. The peach farmer contacted me last week and said the crop looks great. And this is a great situation that we put on our order like on the 20th, and then they'll ship them out to us in a week. So they get that order, they go out and hand pick them, freeze dry them or freeze cool them, ship them in a refrigerated truck so they come frozen and ready to go. But that's he said the crop's going to be way better than last year. Mm-hmm. And last year's peaches were awesome. So we're going to do that from, I think, June 4th to about the 18th of June, a couple of weeks of selling. And it's a great fundraiser for both of our programs to help, you know, pay for uniforms and, you know, strings and dampeners and grips and things that they need throughout the season. So it's a great opportunity. So people will be watching for that. I know I had a lot of people contacting me already, you know, are you going to sell peaches this year? So that's coming out, and we'll put that on social media. I'll get you some information as well, since you're such a great supporter, and we appreciate what you do. But we'll get that information out here probably Monday or Tuesday and see what happens.